Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is April 28, 2026. Headlines: Flows, a coordinated DeFi rescue, and policy moves setting the market tone. Spot Bitcoin ETFs extended a 9-day inflow streak totaling about $2.1 billion, while crypto ETPs logged roughly $1.2 billion in weekly inflows, lifting ETF assets under management to multi-month highs and boosting market liquidity. DeFi United mobilized roughly $300 million to cover losses from a major exploit, including a 30,000 ETH contribution from Consensus to stabilize lending markets. The European Commission broadened sanctions to target crypto exchanges, stablecoins, and support for a digital ruble. In the U.S., lawmakers and a White House crypto advisor signaled plans to revive legislation to establish a strategic Bitcoin reserve, and the advisor flagged the forthcoming big announcement on the reserve. MicroStrategy added 3,273 BTC for $255 million between April 20 and 26, raising its holdings to 818,334 BTC. Chainalysis mapped a $344 million USDT freeze that exposed an Iran-linked stablecoin pipeline, and Bitmain bought about $236 million of Ether while continuing to earn staking rewards. Grayscale amended its Hyperliquid ETF filing to name Anchorage Digital Bank as custodian instead of Coinbase. Paystan launched USDB, a USD-backed stablecoin on Bitcoin layers Liquid and Rootstock. Zeta Chain halted cross-chain transactions after a smart contract attack. No user funds were reported stolen. Canada's bill to ban crypto political donations cleared a key vote, and Tennessee's ban on crypto kiosks will take effect July 1. Key catalysts to watch are Bitcoin ETF flows, DeFi recovery funding, and any White House announcement on a U.S. Bitcoin reserve. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.